When Matthew Shepard was murdered 20 years ago, it sent a wave of fear throughout Wyoming's LGBTQ community, including the one on the Wind River Reservation. But as Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edwards found out, it also led to more gay, lesbian, and transgender tribal members stepping up to make change.
Growing up on the Wind River Reservation, bullies often picked on Terrence Brown.
The time where I did stand up to myself was in the sixth grade. I was defending myself against six other boys, and, well, I guess I let out some anger that day. And from that day forward, you know, I kind of got a rush for it.
A rush for showing physical strength as a Native gay man. Terrence punches a bag in his workout studio on the Wind River Reservation. He's a professional martial arts fighter now, traveling the country with a manager. Today, he's getting ready for an upcoming fight. He tells of a recent fight that he won.
The guy was so upset that he got beat by me. He used the F word and all sorts of stuff. And the funny part about it is I had my nails painted red that day.
As both Native and gay, Terrence considers himself part of the Two-Spirit community. That's a contemporary term used by some Native Americans to describe the unique status of gays and lesbians in traditional tribal culture before European colonization.
Two-Spirit was a role in society that one had to take up. It was a mantle that was very laden with responsibility. You know, most of them were clothes makers, healers, shamans.
And Terrence takes that responsibility seriously. He recognizes that being open about his sexuality makes him a target for violence.
You know, the whole Matthew Shepard thing. I want to encourage people like me, I guess, you know, to be able to defend oneself and not become a victim of a intolerant society.
Terrence says even though a gay lifestyle was traditionally accepted by tribes, recent generations have rejected it. Harlan Pruden is Cree, an editor of the Two-Spirit Journal that's working to articulate the Two-Spirit philosophy.
We're not asking for anything new. Where we begin the conversation is, remember when I would have been embedded within my culture and where I would have not been known as a man or a woman, I would have been known as an Iyakwe?
That's the Cree word for Two-Spirit. And Pruden says most tribes had their own. Pruden says Shepard's murder struck a chord with many Two-Spirit members.
We as Native people can totally relate to this, in that there was this complete violence to us, our bodies, as well as our lands. You know, like one of my teachings is courage. And my sacred teaching around courage is to face a foe with integrity. Matthew Shepard is our story. And in that respect, Matthew Shepard is a part of our tribe.
Roy Brown's brand of courage led him into politics. He's the chairman of the Northern Arapaho Business Council and a Two-Spirit member. He says Matthew Shepard's murder kept him from coming out of the closet until college. Brown was often bullied as a gay boy on Wind River, but his mother eventually helped him feel safer.
My mom was actually one of the very first people to directly ask me about my sexuality, and she did it in a very endearing way. Her message to me was that no matter what, we will always love you.
Once Brown was elected to the council, he worked to improve Two-Spirit protections. He says the council gladly accepted his suggestion to add language to a tribal employment policy. It prohibits discrimination on the basis of not only sexual orientation, but gender identity as well.
It's really become more important for tribal governments to respond to that and revise their policies in accordance to this newfound confidence and really acceptance amongst tribal communities for that.
There's no exact data on how many tribes have adopted non-discrimination policies, but Brown says he knows many that have. There's still work to be done, though. Gay marriage is still illegal on the Navajo Reservation, for instance. Brown says there needs to be grassroots efforts to change minds, not just government policies. That's where Dara Perez comes in.
Creating something like a safe space, a safe community, that is one of the reasons why the Wind River Two-Spirit organization was created.
Perez organized the Wind River Two-Spirit Society to help people like her.
I knew I was different. I mean, I had the sense that I was born, you know, in the wrong body.
Perez says she had to leave the reservation to make the transition as a transgender woman. And returning home was the hardest part because no one recognized her.
You know, they'd be either whispering, talking, or, you know, I could feel the stares, I could feel the awkward glances.
Perez says it hurt most that her grandmother couldn't accept her. She says that's why her organization hosts monthly support groups and hopes to begin educating the youth in schools. The group also partnered with Wyoming Equality to create a Two-Spirit scholarship.
It's easier for the kids of today to come out and be who they are.
Perez says thanks to the courage of Wind River's Two-Spirit members, attitudes have begun to change. She only wishes she could go back to school and do it over again, this time feeling safe enough to be herself. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Melody Edwards.